This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Greece, where there's news that creditor countries in Europe have set Saturday as the latest deadline to finalize a bailout deal with Greek leaders. It's just days before Greece could default on a loan payment this coming week. Meanwhile, our European correspondent Stephen Beard has been filing from Athens, looking at how the debt and austerity mess is playing out in Greek lives. Today, we meet Nick Voglis, owner of a small sandwich bar in Athens.
So when we make our sandwiches, we have produced our own French baguettes.
Greek-born, U.S.-educated Nick Voglis opened this store in the 1990s, selling gourmet sandwiches.
Basically, a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of dill, a little bit of onions.
His dream was to expand into a national franchise. The reality today, just one store and a business that's shrinking.
By the peak, we were employing 7 employees, and now we employ only 1, and that is a part-time employee.
Sales are down 40% in spite of his energy and attention to detail.
We wrap it up, we'll slice it in half. And why do we slice it crosswise? So you can take your first bite without opening your whole mouth.
And in spite of his pride in the product.
This is a gourmet sandwich, sir. Everything homemade and everything from scratch. You have to love what you do.
His sandwiches are delicious, but Nick's opinions may be hard for his fellow Greeks to stomach. He blames the decline of his business partly on the dire state of the economy due to a flaw in the Greek character.
Because the Greeks felt their entire life, somebody else will pay for them. That's in reality what it is.
He's critical of Greece for joining the Euro club and then not abiding by the rules.
If you want to go join a tennis club, they tell you, okay, sir, you'd like to join our tennis club, that's great. These are the rules of our club. We want to be a part of a club without implementing the rules.
And he agrees with the creditors that Greece's bloated public sector must be cut back.
It's a major monster which has killed this country.
He's a fan of privatization after seeing what happened to Greece's sloppy, inefficient, state-owned telecom company after it was sold off.
They're wearing uniforms. They're polite. They answer the phone in a second.
That free enterprise mentality may work better somewhere like the US, but Nick wouldn't dream of shutting up shop and leaving his country.
I'm very proud, Greg. I love this place, and I think it's very sad what has taken place here.
In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Many more perspectives from Stephen's series, Greeks in Crisis, are at marketplace.org.